Welcome to Social Bookmarking in Plain English. It's just too much. Did you know that there are over 15 billion web pages? To make sense of it all, we need ways to pluck out the best pages and save them for later. We have choices. We could bookmark or add to favorites in our web browser. Nah, it quickly becomes messy. Plus, these bookmarks are tied to only one computer. This is the old way. There's a new way that doesn't use a browser. It uses a website. This is called a social bookmarking site, and the one we'll use today is called Delicious. It makes bookmarking more useful and fun. We'll focus on three things: how to get started with bookmarking, how bookmarks are organized by tags, and why this kind of bookmarking is social. First, go to delicious.com to sign up for a free account. While you're signing up, you'll see an easy way to add a couple of buttons to your browser. These are important. The tag button is how you'll add new bookmarks to the website. On any website, you can click Tag to save that site as a Delicious bookmark. Easy. Consider this example. You're a teacher who often uses the web to find math lessons for 8th graders. You're overwhelmed by all the sites. There are just too many to remember. Using Delicious, remembering sites is as easy as tagging them. Here's one. Oh, nice. Perfect. Here's what happens when you tag a site. A new window opens and asks for more information. You can add keywords or tags that describe the site. These will help you find bookmarks later. You might tag this site, Algebra, Best Of, Tutorial, Math, and Homework. Then click Save to save it on the Delicious website. When you save a page like this, two things happen. First, the site is saved with all your other bookmarks on Delicious.com. Second, the tags are saved in a list of all your tags. You just repeat this process for every site you want to save. This is bookmarking.